Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Happy feast day. So today is the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which feast days are just beautiful because they give us a focus of what to enter into. And if you've seen the images of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I'm always struck by how striking his heart is, how it's drawing you in, right? Because it's not hidden by his chest, but it's revealed for all to see. And there's this beckoning almost of like, come close, don't stay away, but come into my heart. That's what I want to focus on today, is this idea of coming into the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If you look at the promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to Saint Margaret Mary, they're beautiful. I will give them all the graces necessary for their state in life. I will establish peace in their homes. I will comfort them in all their afflictions. I will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. I will bestow abundant blessings upon their undertakings. Sinners will find my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall quickly move to high perfection. I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. Those who promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart. I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays in 9 consecutive months the grace of final perseverance. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. Whoa. I mean, those aren't empty promises. Those aren't weak, half-hearted promises. Those are intense and beautiful because it's an invitation into something, into his heart. And likewise with mercy, it's available to us, which I think is so countercultural. And even in other denominations, maybe there isn't necessarily present this idea of an ocean of mercy, or that suffering can mean something, right? That we can enter into this heart that was pierced, this heart that experienced profound suffering, and that is constantly rejected by many people, but we can enter in and find mercy and receive blessing and comfort and peace. When I was studying abroad, I served with the Missionaries of Charity in Vienna one evening. We were peeling potatoes and helping cook supper and such. And before we went in, before we went to serve, we stopped in the chapel because they said, you need to see the man in the house first. So we would go pray in their chapel for a little bit, and then we did our work, and then we came back afterwards, and they had some closing prayers. And one of the prayers that they prayed was this act of reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And after I heard it, I looked it up online because I wanted to know the words that they were saying, because there was a few lines that really struck me. And I'm going to share some of that with you. The more thy mysteries are blasphemed, the more firmly we shall believe them, O Sacred Heart of Jesus. The more unbelief attacks thy divinity, the more humbly and profoundly we shall adore it, O Divine Heart of Jesus. The more thy sacraments are despised and abandoned, the more frequently we shall receive them with love and reverence, O most liberal Heart of Jesus. The more the devil labors to destroy souls, the more we shall be inflamed with the desire to save them, O Heart of Jesus, zealous lover of souls. Those are just a few of the lines from the Act of Reparation. I think the one that sticks out to me the most is, the more the devil labors to destroy souls, the more we shall be inflamed with the desire to save them. And that line just gives me so much comfort in this world where the culture is just crazy and people are openly rejecting truth, right? There's even this concept of, oh, well, that's your truth and this is my truth and that's okay. But no, like, there is truth, right? Truth is a person, and something is true whether you or I believe it. And speaking about this truth, I think that's the beautiful thing about evangelizing and journeying with people who are struggling to believe the truth. There's a lot of questions, right? They have a lot of questions about the faith. Well, what about this? What about that? And sure, sometimes we want to give them the answers, you know. We want to respond to everything, but there's this beautiful gift to be able to allow someone to wrestle with this question, right? To seek the truth. And I've experienced that a lot in the prison, working with the men. There's this man that we visit with almost on a weekly basis via video visit because he's in the jail. And we just see this wrestling, right? This wanting to understand this. But there's a disconnect between the head and the heart, right? So he might understand it in his head, but then when it comes to believing in it, to following through with it, to standing in confidence in this truth, then it quickly fades, right? Because he hasn't wrestled with it. If someone else tells him it and he believes it, well, that's good for a little bit. But there's this uncomfortable space of when you ask a question and someone doesn't answer it, right? But it's also this beautiful space that says, like, the answers don't come from me, right? They come from the Lord. If you're seeking the truth, there's a person you have to have a conversation with, and that's the Lord. And in him asking these questions after the video visit, I find myself going, Lord, I want to know this for me. Like, I want to tell this man the truth. I want to point him towards the truth so that he can have an encounter with you. But I want to know this more deeply. Like, I know it to some extent, but him asking this question, there's also this question that has arisen in me, and I desire to know this truth more deeply so that I can stand rooted in this truth and that I can be more inflamed to help souls encounter this truth. But it's not always easy giving that space, that uncomfortable space, to wrestle with these questions. So what questions or what areas in your life are you looking for an answer but not asking the right person? Have you asked Jesus about this? That's a line that my spiritual director would say. Oh, have you talked to Jesus about this? Which seems like a very obvious question, yet sometimes I get so caught up in trying to figure it out myself that I forget to ask the right person, which is Jesus. And Jesus is standing there saying, come into my heart. Have an encounter. Come close. Don't stay far away. Come in. Take shelter. Experience peace and mercy. Let us pray. Sacred Heart of Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the gift of your nearness, of your invitation to come in and to rest. and to experience your truth in a new way. Lord, I ask for the grace to be aware of the questions that we are struggling with, and that we might ask you and wait for you to respond, and trust that you desire to respond to us, that you will not leave us or abandon us, but you desire to come close for us to enter in and share in this life with you. We thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.